Hey everybody, how you doing? I'm back with the unspoken truth. In case you didn't notice, I took a little bit of time off and I was thinking about how to approach this differently and how to make it better and enhance it for everybody that's out there. Getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, looking at the World War III doom and gloom wasn't very good for my physical or mental health. So I decided to put that on the back burner and try and take a different approach with it. I'm going to reboot the unspoken truth, but I'm going to do it as a monologue. I'm going to give you some daily updates on what's happening with this World War III scenario as it unfolds. And let me tell you, folks, it is a very precarious situation. If you're not following that closely in the alternate media, then you need to, so you can be prepared for what's coming down the pike at you. So I'm also going to be sharing a whole bunch of interviews with some sources that I've cultivated over the little break that I've had, and I'm looking forward to sharing their expert opinions with you. If news is moving quickly, then I'm going to go live here on YouTube. So make sure you subscribe to the channel and you'll get an alert once I put out a daily update, and certainly when we go live as well. I'm going to be spending some time over on the Telegram channel also, and the link for that is in the description below. And the reason that I'm going to do that is because there's a whole series of reaction videos that I want to do over there that I simply can't do here on YouTube. It's impossible for me to show you what's actually going on in the real world, in the war in Gaza, in the war in Ukraine, and certainly anywhere else that's kicking off. And there's a whole bunch of other places where the conflicts are erupting as well that I just can't show that to you here on YouTube, and I can't even show it to you on Rumble as well. So I'm going to be putting that over in the Telegram channel, so you can expect lots of content over there. So make sure you scroll down and follow us along in the Telegram as well. Nice and simple. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to build out the Unspoken Truth website where there'll be exclusive content and interviews over there, and I'll let you know when that's up and running as well. Now, why do this at all? Well, my friends and family keep asking me, what's going on? What's happening? We don't really know. We feel like we're being lied to, and we feel like this is all a bit of BS. And it is. Look, I was talking about conscription, and I was talking about a war in the Middle East with Iran more than 18 months ago. And everything that I've said has come to pass. And the reason that it's come to pass is because the plans are laid out clearly for everybody to see. If you just know where to look and you know where to read and you can understand what's happening through the rhetoric of the so-called leaders, then you can see exactly what's happening. We are closer to a nuclear Armageddon than ever in human history. And if you look very carefully at what's happening and what's being said about the war in Europe, it's going to edge even closer in the next couple of months. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw the Russian troops all the way up against the eastern side of the Dnipro River, just across from Kyiv, in the next couple of months. The Ukrainians are out of ammunition, they're out of men, and there's just no way to hold the Russians back. Every day, the Russians are taking more and more ground, and they're gonna keep taking that ground until they get what it is that they want. But the idiots in NATO think that they can stop it, and we're gonna see NATO troops entering the western part of Ukraine in the next couple of weeks. This thing is going to escalate to a point where you couldn't even possibly imagine what's going to happen next. We're also seeing and approaching the time of year where the CCP have the opportunity to do an amphibious landing on Taiwan. But I doubt that that's going to happen. I think you're going to see a naval blockade happen first. You're going to see severe cyber attacks happen first as well. And you're going to see the eyes and ears of Taiwan switched off before anything happens. And while that's going on, you're going to see the DPRK invade South Korea. Kim Jong-un has said openly that there's no more reunification. There's no more any of that. He's pulled down the monuments. I don't know if you saw that. It was a bit funny. He pulled down the monuments and he's carrying on and all this crazy rhetoric about how he's going to attack and invade South Korea. That's all the distraction that the CCP need to go and take Taiwan. That's the dilemma that they're going to create. And at the same time, we're going to see Iran enter the war in the Middle East and Iran enter the war in Ukraine with their ballistic missiles. All of this is just going to create dilemma for the United States, for Australia, for NATO, and any other Western nation that wants to jump on the crazy bandwagon that's actually there. I'm going to have a lot more to say about these particular topics and these subjects here on the YouTube channel and certainly over on Telegram. And I'll be getting you some exclusive content and exclusive interviews over on the Unspoken Truth website. It feels good to be back, and it feels good to have a plan, and I'm excited to be rolling out this content and sharing it with you guys, the audience. Make sure if you're not subscribed already, you subscribe to the channel and share this content with your friends and family. I want you to be ready. part of the reason that I'm putting this together and doing this is to document this crazy time in history. And the second reason that I'm doing it is because I want my kids and future generations in my family to see what we lived through. I want them to see it through the eyes of somebody that they know and somebody that was in their family. So this, in my view, is a way of creating a little bit of a legacy for my family and my future generations as well. So that's part of the reason that I'm doing it. But I also want you, the public, and my audience to be ready. You don't want to be surprised by what's coming down the pike at you. Like I said, I was talking about conscription 18 months ago, and the mainstream media is talking about it now. The Australian Defence Force is in such a terrible, dire state that the only choice, if we end up in a shooting war with China, is going to be conscription. And I have some more to say about that in some upcoming videos. All right, that wraps it up for this update video. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one. It's bye for now.